بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في أشعار أفاضلاوي الشيخ أول رومي وقت تبريد دورة هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصر نور الله مرقده. تايتل is فيضان مدينة. هي فيضان مدينة. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. مومن جو فدا نقش کفے پائے نبی ہو
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم,
مومن جو فدا نقش کفے پائے نبی ہو, ہو زیر قدم آج بھی عالم کا خزینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. گر سنت نبوی کی کرے پیر بھی امت, گر سنت نبوی کی کرے پیر بھی امت, طوفان سے نکل جائے گا پھر اس کا سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ. یہ دولت ایمان جو ملی سارے جہاں کو, یہ دولت ایمان جو ملی سارے جہاں کو, فیضان مدینہ ہے یہ فیضان مدینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ. جو قلب پریشان تھا صدا رنج و علم سے, جو قلب پریشان تھا صدا رنج و علم سے, فیضان نبوت سے ملا اس کو سکینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. جو درد محبت کا ودیعت تھا ازل سے, جو درد محبت کا ودیعت تھا ازل سے, مومن پہ ہوا کشف و مدفون خزینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. اے ختم رسل کتنے بشر آپ کے صدقے
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم,
اے ختم رسل کتنے بشر آپ کے صدقے, اے ختم رسل کتنے بشر آپ کے صدقے, ہر شر سے ہوئے پاک بنے مثل نگینہ, ہر شر سے ہوئے پاک بنے مثل نگینہ. خالی جو تھا انوار محبت کی رمق سے, خالی جو تھا انوار محبت کی رمق سے, ایک آگ سا دریا سا لگے ہے وہی سینہ, ایک آگ کا دریا سا لگے ہے وہی سینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. صدقے میں تیرے ہو گیا وہ رہبر امت, صدقے میں تیرے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, صدقے میں تیرے ہو گیا وہ رہبر امت, جو کفر کی ظلمت سے تھا ایک عبد کمینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ۔ اے صلی علی آپ کا فیضان رسالت، اے صلی علی آپ کا فیضان رسالت، جو مثل حجر تھا وہ عرش کے نگینہ، جو مثل حجر تھا وہ عرش کے نگینہ۔ ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ۔ جو ڈوبنے والا تھا ضلالت کے بھور میں، جو ڈوبنے والا تھا ضلالت کے بھور میں، اب رہبر امت ہے وہ گمراہ سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ۔ ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، جو کفر کی جو کفر کے ظلمات سے تھا ننگ خلائق، جو کفر کے ظلمات سے تھا ننگ خلائق، ہے نور ولایت سے منور وہی سینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ۔ ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، اختر کی زباں اور شرف نعت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اختر کی زباں اور شرف نعت محمد، اللہ کا احسان ہے بے خون و پسینہ، اللہ کا احسان ہے بے خون و پسینہ۔ ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ۔ یہ دولت ایمان جو ملی سارے جہاں کو، یہ دولت ایمان جو ملی سارے جہاں کو، فیضان مدینہ ہے یہ فیضان مدینہ، فیضان مدینہ ہے یہ فیضان مدینہ، فیضان مدینہ ہے یہ فیضان مدینہ۔ ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ۔ آمین۔
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Ala Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, nawar Allah marqadahu, Hazrat is teaching us that all these enjoyable beautiful gatherings which are the real envy of the whole world and the hereafter, this is all through the special favors and barakat and virtue of the sacrifices of our beloved Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and especially is totally appropriate for this mausam, this special season, the season of Hajj, that how Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif is buzzing now. Our hearts should all be towards Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, du'as. But what we should learn is where all this great beauty and all this barakat has come from. Hazrat explains this so beautifully that a person who has really got the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first he has to have the desire to meet the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you first have to love the beloved ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will teach us how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest beloved that came on the face of the earth, in whose barakat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sadqa Allah created the entire universe and all of us enjoying all the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is none other than our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So every person in reality, but particularly the believers will know this great virtue and their hearts will be yearning that sahil se lagega kabhi mera bhi safina, dekhenge kabhi shok se Makkah wa Madina, that when can my ship also dock at the shores of Saudi Arabia, the shores of Jeddah, that with great envy, with desire, I can see the beautiful cities of Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. The city of Makkah Sharif, where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, Allah Rabbul Izzat houses there, what anwarat, what barakat is there. And then the special secret of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Madina to Munawwara. So where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, that place particularly is the greatest place on the face of the earth, greater than Jannat also. And from there where all the noor of Hidayat has spread. So this is where actually that our hearts should be yearning to be connected to these Mubarak places, particularly at this moment, that physically we cannot be there, but our hearts can be connected. That now du'as for the Hajis also, that Allah Ta'ala make it with afiyat, salamat, and really we get and they all get the anwarat, the barakat, the noor of Hidayat. And this should come back in the world and flow throughout the world. As we find that further Hazrat explains that how is the world shining, the reality of the shine of the world is Mu'min jo fidak naqsh kaffe paaye nabi ho ho zere qadam aaj bhi alam ka khazina. That a person who sacrifices his life to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then even till today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the treasures of the world beneath his feet. And we see the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are known as the shahs, the kings of the world. They are the real kings of the world. That the materialism of this world doesn't appeal to them in their heart. But all it comes with at their feet. We find Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala during his time when Islam was just spreading, and now riches was coming to the Baytul Mal, gold, silver. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala crying, Ya Allah, don't give us the share of Akhirat in this world already. So in already Allah has shown that in the system of this world also, Allah will give you control, dominance in this world also, and what you'll get in the year after. And not one bit of that love will be in our heart. Thus we have to learn from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the heart is the place only for the love of Allah. And then the whole world can come at your feet. That won't really distract you from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further Hazrat explains, Gar sunnat nabawi ki kare pairvi ummat, tofa se nikal jayega fir uska safina. That today also the whole world is crying and complaining that the ummat is in turmoil. The Muslim ummah is suffering throughout the world, and our hearts should bleed. But what is the right effort? How to remove this turmoil? Allah Ta'ala did not send us in this world that we go through difficulties, turmoil, etc. But as Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself mentioned so beautifully, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah has sent us in this world with the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah won't change that system. That Allah will leave you at His mercy until you change your way. If you change your way, so Hazrat is explaining here, that why is the ummah in turmoil today? If because we have changed our direction. If we want again that rahmat of Allah to come, then we have to come back onto our original direction, and that is the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we firmly follow the path of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the ship of ours of the ummah that is going through the storm, that it seems to be sinking, Allah Ta'ala will take out our ship from all the storms. And all the fitnas that will be flooding down, a person will be safe from those fitnas also. But the condition is, myself, Allah give me all of, and the tawfiq and all of us, that we have become die-hard lovers of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ye dolat-e-iman jo mili sare jahan ko, faizan-e-Madina hai, faizan-e-Madina. After all, the great wealth and the greatest wealth is iman.
this connection with Allah, this realization and this yaqeen that Allah has given me life. And every moment of my life is in the control of Allah. Where did we get this realization? From nowhere but the very special virtue and favors of Medina Sharif. And what is that? The teachings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the world, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, born in a home of idol work, where his father used to make the idols, and idol worship. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the world, and started his nabuwat, then Kaaba Sharif was filled with idols. And how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked strenuously, without leaving a stone unturned. And what Iman Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transferred into the hearts of those people that were full involved in shirk. What great personalities they became, as Hazrat explained here in front so beautifully. Jo kal parishata sada ranj wa alam se, faizani nabuwat se mila usko sakina. That heart that was totally parisha, in worry, in turmoil, or problem, a thousand griefs. And from this we learn, when a person gets into the disobedience of Allah, the more disobedience, the greater turmoil will be in your heart, the greater depression. So can we imagine people with kufr and shirk? Don't be fooled with their outward appearance. In their heart they are going through turmoil. So Hazrat is explaining that, just look at the picture before Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the world, where people were lost in idol worship and all terrible things. Thousands of griefs they were going through. Allahu Akbar. Faizani nabuwat se mila usko sakina. Through the barakat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nabuwat, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to them the great wealth of tawheed, the oneness of Allah, then what peace came into their heart. They had such peace and contentment, the world cannot imagine till today. Yet what peace there was in Medina Sharif at that time. Jo darde muhabbat ka waziyat ta azal se, mu'min pe hua kashf wa madfoon khazina. That the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which ever since Allah ta'ala has created the creation for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in alami alast, when we saw, when all the arwah saw Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that love of Allah Ta'ala was in the roots of all the souls. That hidden treasure now, when people came in the world and forgot about that treasure, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to the world and opened the hearts of people. That this is why Allah Ta'ala has sent us here, to get this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this connection of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when this heart started opening up, Allahu Akbar. And from this we learn that in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this heart will start opening up. And then the eyes of the heart will open up, and people will able to see what is reality of this world. As Hazrat further mentioned so beautifully, Eh Khatme Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kitne bashar aapke sadke, har shar se huye paak bane misle nagina. Oh, that great messenger who is the seal of all the messengers. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in your sadqa, that is your great effort and sacrifice that you made, how many souls, how many human beings, har sar se hue paak, that they became totally pure of all the filth and dirt, that is the spiritual filth and dirt. Kufr and shirk and all other sins are worse than stool and urine. From all that filth and dirt, how Allah Ta'ala purified their heart, and they became like beautiful shining pearls in the world. Till today, as Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned so beautifully, Ashabikan Nujum, that my Sahaba are the shining stars. How it is said so beautifully, that the stars are the beauty of the skies. And what is the beauty of the earth? The pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, can we imagine? Just think of the picture now in Medina Sharif. Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala num, what a beautiful environment, what a shining and splendid environment. Khali jo ta anwari muhabbat ki ramak se, ek aag ka darya sa lage hai wahi sanisina. That those hearts that were totally void of even a spark of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that noor of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was in Alam-e-Arwah. When Allah sent us in the world, we got caught up in the environment and forgot of that nur, and that nur became, so to say, covered with all the darkness of kufr and shirk. When the Allahu Akbar, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam started making his effort and started talking of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how that nur opened up and started lighting up, and it became like a ball of fire, like an ocean of fire in the hearts of those great personalities. And what iman penetrated their heart. Wherever they went in the world, just by their walking, Allah ta'ala spread hidayat. By the actions, Allah Ta'ala spread hidayat. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding that we beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, particularly this Mubarak season, this occasion of Hajj, this is actually for that nur of Iman to spread throughout the world. So we should be begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, may Allah let the true nur of Iman penetrate our hearts also. Sadqe mein tere ho gaya wo rehbar ummat. Jo kufr ki zulmat se tha ek abd kamina. That O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in your sadqa, through your sacrifices, that those personalities became the rehbar, the guide of the ummat. That once upon a time, because their hearts were full of kufr, of disbelief, the darkness of disbelief and shirk, as like a person who's got dust in his heart, he's like a mean slave of Allah Ta'ala. He's like a coward. He hasn't recognized who gave him his life. So such people that were cowards, Allahu Akbar, yet even used to say, oh, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before this nur came into our heart, that you were the most disliked person in our eyes, Aliyazu Billah. And now in that split moment, when you open our heart, and the nur of Iman came, you are the most beloved personality in our hearts. Allah Ta'ala opened that nur of Iman in my heart, in all of our hearts. Ya salli ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aapka faizan risalat, jo misli hajar ta, wo huwa rashke nagina. That O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from this we learn, Hazrat is teaching us that how much durood children will be sending upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be grateful to our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be making dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be asking Allah to raise the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every split moment. And what is our durood? It's only for our benefit. So that we can get the shafaat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's special sacrifices, the fuyuz of nabuwat, of the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those personalities who are like rock, stone, that is, nothing could penetrate their heart. But O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what your nur and your anwarat and your teachings, they became the envy of beautiful pearls and beautiful jewels. And Sahaba Rajalam, one example, what they were and what they became. Today we take all their names with great honor, respect, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, and it is only for our benefit. Taking their names with respect and honor and following in their footsteps is only for our benefit. Further, Hazrat explained, and today this is the condition of the ummat also. Jo doobne wala ta zalalat ke bawar mein, ab rahbari ummat hai wo gumra safina. That ship that was sinking, and sinking in what? In the storms of deviation. All wrong things, all going astray. And today also the ummat, that in different ways, in the name of deen also, we are going in the deviated direction. But those people who followed in the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and held steadfast, now they became the rehbar, the guides of the ummah. And till today, if we follow in the footstep of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it came down the ladder, and we follow in the footsteps of our akabirin, then only we'll able to be safe from this the storms of dalalat. Jo kufr ke zulumat se ta nange khalaik, hey, noor e wilayat se munawwar wahi safi wahi sina. That heart that was filled with the darknesses of kufr, and it was a person who's filled with the darknesses of kufr, he is like the disgrace of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They became the Allahu Akbar, the noor of wilayat, special friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That heart became totally enlightened with the noor of wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat finally mentions Ya Akhtar ki Zuba aur Sharf Naati Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala ka ihsan hai bekhu wa pasina. That Hazrat is explaining us that where can Allahu Akbar from my tongue, Hazrat just his humbleness, but really the pious servants, and where if a faulty servant like myself talking about the naat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the praises of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on our tongues, it is only the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without any sweat, without any blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to talk about the greatness of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot talk in any way, mention in any way the greatness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By us just mentioning the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our words become honorable, and this we learn through the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The last couplet, whatever it, Rahmatullah alayhi, that where we and the honor of talking the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one bayan, Hazrat explained, we should think of it this way, that a person, that me, that is a bangi, taking away the nice soil. That is my work, the lowest of the low in the world. But I get the glad news, good news, that I'm marrying the princess, the king's daughter. There's no reconciliation. How does it agree? It doesn't. Like that, we and the name of Nabi Ali Salam, where are we? We and standing in front of Rosa Mubarak, in front of Hajar-e-Aswad, in the Mataf, where we fit for all this? Not at all. If we think of that little bit, that little introduction, Hazrat says, then we'll appreciate much more. And that all this honor Allah Ta'ala has granted, it is purely only the fazl of Allah, no capability of our own. Never ever think in the least, but I made this effort, that I sacrificed this, I made this. No, solely and only the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. The minute a little bit comes that I deserve it, I worked for it, that is pride in a person. And all a person thinks, that's only from Allah. He has been kind to me. He has given me this. That is humility. And Allah loves again that humility. May Allah bless us with these realities. And what our elders teach us, inshallah.
This is the Ash'ar of Hazrat Shafi Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. And it is entitled, Yasubh Madina, Yashabi Madina.
Ya subh Madina, ya sham Madina, ya subh Madina, ya sham Madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam Madina. بلا جان کیا جا مومینا یہ عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش 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 خرام مدینہ بلا جان کیا جا مومینا یہ عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے جو ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے جو ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم احمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ the love of مدینہ شریف ریا اللہ have in the heart because you can only get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by having love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whatever has nisbat connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam automatically you must have love for that also so as it was returning from Madina Munawwara going back then Hazrat Allah ta'ala inspired him with these beautiful ashar Ya Subhay Madina, Ya Shami Madina, this morning of Madina Sharif, the evening of Madina Sharif, how blessed you are that staying in Madina Munawwara, the few days which we stayed there, or those people who are staying there for a longer period of time, and they are seeing the time, and they are seeing the time, and they are seeing the morning of Madina Sharif, the evening of Madina Sharif, how blessed and how fortunate those people are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us over and over to visit the Mubarak land, and so that we can get more closeness to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be in this close proximity. حضرت says, بلا جانے کیا جام و مینا یا عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش حرام مدینہ that the people of this dunya of this world who are enjoying themselves in haram in the taverns and in drinking wine and beer and all of these things drugs and all other things what do they understand of your enjoyment oh inhabitants of Madina Sharif those who are living there but not just inhabitants those who have got understanding and value of Madina Sharif who are going And they are appreciating living in the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they appreciate it. They are spending time there. As we live for Buzrugani Deen, our elders. Especially Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi wa Zakariya Rahmatullah alayhi. what love he had from Medina Sharif, that eventually he got Iqama there. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, they used to take him in the morning in front of the Rosa in Mubarak, 9 o'clock in the morning. And the Hazrat used to sit and cry and cry and cry, making shukr of Allah's ni'mat and bounties. And they used to leave Hazrat Shaykh, they come back 12 o'clock and still crying and crying, 3 hours continuously just sitting and crying. What and what du'as must have been coming out, and the closeness which he had to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So those people who have got that enjoyment, what do the people of dunya know what true enjoyment is? Madina ki galiyo mein har ik kadam par humadde nazar ikhtirame Madina. At every footstep, step, when a person is traveling in the alleys of Madina Sharif, a person must always keep in mind the great sanctity of Madina Sharif. Whatever has got nisbat and connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person has to have more respect for that day. So much so in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. O people of iman, do not raise your voice above the voice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Mawlana Salim Dawlat Sahib Dawan Barakatuh was here last week, and he also mentioned, yet in certain muhaddithin, when they used to have dars of hadith, and if any person raised his voice above their voices, they used to become upset and say that you are raising your voice above the voice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because the words of hadith, these are the actual words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is why it's mentioned also whenever there is a ta'alim, gathering of ta'alim, etc., we're sitting that gathering, then you must think that we are actually sitting in the sohbat and company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great honor it is. So these are the, because they've got nisbat with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi, so much of respect he had for the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If somebody came to ask him a hadith, narrate to me one hadith, say, wait, he'll go and have a ghusl, read 2 rakats of salat, put on itar, and then only he will narrate the hadith. So what in the respect they had for the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just because it's not words, but it has got misbat in connection with my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat said, you are going in Madina Sharif also, have the full ihtiram and honor of Madina Sharif. It is why Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah says to stay in Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Munawwarah, according to him, is makruh. And a person is staying continuously in these places, what happens is after a short while, the respect and honor of the places comes out from a person's heart. You go now once in a year, once in 2 years, and you got the respect, I'm going to Madina Sharif, I'm going to Makkah Sharif. But now when a person is staying there all the time, unless he obviously has reached that level of taqwa, piety, it's a different story. But generally we are very, very weak. You stay there for a short while, then you start seeing eventually the honor and respect of the places start coming out from a person. A person cannot fulfill the adab and etiquette of those places. And Hazrat says, Madina, 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 Bara lutf deta hai naam e Madina. But as man ahabba shay'an akthara zikrahu. Whoever loves something, then he makes zikr of getting great abundance. Always speaks about it there. If a person wants to see where his true love is, then look in your life. What am I thinking about most of the time? What am I talking about most of the time? Then you will understand where your love is. So whatever thoughts come to your mind, always, continuously, whatever du'as is coming to a person, just shows the love that person has got. Where is it love, where is it attachment is towards. So Hazrat is saying that just taking the name of Madina Sharif, what enjoyment it gives to a person. So you have got love for something, automatically, that name, you just enjoy seeing the name of Madina Sharif also. Nigaho mein sultaniyat hech hogi, jo paayega dil mein payame Madina. In the gaze of that person who has found in his heart the message of Madina Sharif, then all the sultanates and all the kings of this world become of no consequence to him, become very, very valueless in his eyes. When the true the message of Madina Sharif, and what was the message of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The reality is that the connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and life of Akhirat, that we are leaving this world for a short while, we'll be staying here and we're leaving this world. And when you leave this world, what do you leave with? All the things you made effort in this world, so much of sacrifice, what and what you work for, you live with nothing at all. So Amal will go with you in a qabr. If a person has got that, he understands that the dunya is nothing at all. I can be a millionaire, billionaire, no benefit really. The richest person in the world and the poorest person, when they leave the dunya, they go in a qabr with the same thing exactly, outwardly, the physical things of this world. So when a person has got this message of Madina Sharif, that this world is completely useless and hopeless and got nothing at all, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in Fazail al-Sadaqat most likely, he says that that person who has got love of the dunya, he can never be an alim, a true alim in a sense. He says because the lowest level, there is something frightening, he says the lowest level of ilm, If a person has to understand that dunya has got no value at all. See, that's the lowest level of alim. That he's got no value at all for this dunya. When you've got that amount, and you're the lowest, and you're the lowest level. So this is the reality must come. This is the message of Medina Sharif. The dunya is of nothing at all. We have to prepare for the life of the year after, and we must build up our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person has got that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he realizes that I'm a traveler, for the few days I'll be here in this dunya, his heart will never be put in this dunya. So even if he has to get the whole kingdom, the world also, that person has got more fear. I have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How am I going to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Read the life of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi. What a wealthy person he was. And then he became the Khalifa, and how he lived his life. What mujahada, what sacrifice. This whole kingdom becomes of no value in his sight. Sukoon jaha tum kaha dhoondte ho. Sukoon jaha hai nizam Madina. Where are you seeking the peace of mind and contentment of heart? The true peace of mind and contentment of heart is in the system of Madina Sharif, in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every other guna and sin, it has got some enjoyment, definitely. Otherwise, no one will do those sins. But thori der ki lizzat, hamesha ki zillat. For a short while, a person enjoys himself. That one nazar at that woman, he looked. He got that little bit of enjoyment. Hey, that beautiful, the woman was so beautiful. But then he's parashan after that. What is all the time? He made zina one time. He got that 5 minutes of enjoyment, 10 minutes of enjoyment. But the rest of his life is worried. What if I get caught? What if I'm embarrassed? What if I'm disgraced? What if people come to find out about me? So the rest of his life. And a person lived with taqwa and piety. Few seconds he made some mujahada and sacrifice. Allah gives him honor after the day. In dunya also Allah gives him honor. And the reward Allah has kept for him in the akhirat is far, far greater. So a person, if he really wants the sukoon and jaha, the peace of mind of both the worlds, of this dunya also, then he will find it in the system of Madina Sharif. The more we will come closer to the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find the peace of mind. And the more we will turn away from that path and look for it everywhere else, or anywhere else, we will never ever find it. So the more closer we can come to sunnat, the lifestyle of sunnat, the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find our peace of mind. And ho azad akhtar ghame do jahan se jo ho jaye dil se ghulam e Madina. Hazrat says that that person who wants to be saved from the grief and sorrow of both the worlds, of this dunya also and akhirat also, will be that person who becomes in his heart the slave of Madina. It's a beautiful word Hazrat says here. In his heart he becomes the slave of Madina. One is outwardly we say we are the slaves of Madina, we got Islamic libas, clothing maybe. So that's physically, outwardly. But in reality, have we become the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is our heart the qualities which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired from us? Is it within ourselves? Contentment, humility, all the akhlaq, hamida, beautiful qualities, is that within ourselves? So when a person becomes a slave of Madina, in his heart, physically also, outwardly, he has to be. And then this will have an effect on the heart. But the main thing is the heart of a person we have to make more effort on. That our heart has become a true slave of Madina Sharif. So then it won't be confined to a few amal of deen only. But the whole of deen a person will bring. And more effort he will make on himself. As Mufti Safizab rahmatullahi writes in Ma'arif al-Quran, that today there are many people saying, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. We are making Islam, we are reforming. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked in the hearts of people. When the hearts of people came right, then everything came right. But today everyone is working on the outward things of the world. So when you're working on the outward things, they are making the laws, they are making the rules. But they haven't got their own Islam. So how are they going to make salah in the dunya? They will call it, إِنَّمَا مُفْتِدُونَ. أَلَا إِنَّهُ مُفْتِدُونَ. وَلَاكِ اللَّهِ يَشْعُرُونَ. But because they haven't made the Islam reformation, they're making facade and trouble in the world. But they don't even recognize it. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, make us the true slaves of Medina from the bottom of our hearts.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھ اس کو رکھ اس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ illallah 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 la 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 ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah qurra-e-arz ko gardish mein yun zair-e-falak rakha kisne 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 سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ إلا 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 الله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے جان لٹا کر دین کو رکھ زندہ رکھ زندہ رکھ زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے ایک دن میں دی ستر دی ستر جانے ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اپنے رب سے غافل ہو کر اپنا چین گوا بیٹھے اپنے رب سے غافل ہو کر دل کا چین گوا بیٹھے اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے اب مولا کولا کولا کو راضی کریں گے سب کہہ دو انشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو نشہ عشق الہی یارو نشہ عشق الہی یارو چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم